Living in my pure white light of love. Interesting concept, to live in our pure white light of love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Living in my pure white light of love. A philosopher is one who thinks about things. You might say that's what a person who meditates does. He thinks about things. Now, if a philosopher thinks about things, what things does a philosopher think about? Well, a philosopher thinks about things that delight him. You say, well, what about the world problems? Well, those are economists, and those are business people, and those are people who have that type of philosophy, but not what I would like to call pure philosophy. Pure philosophy knows no limits, knows no boundaries, knows no cause. Pure philosophy has no purpose for being except just to be itself and have fun. Pure philosophy is the philosophy of being. You know, we hear the stories of Socrates, and we hear how Socrates had to lose it all because of one simple thing, and that is, he was misunderstood. And in being misunderstood, it put him on the line. But it did not put him on the line, because he was a philosopher, and he lived in his pure white light of love, and he did not think these people misunderstood him and that they were terrible. He knew they misunderstood him, and he knew that they were going along with an improper judgment to accomplish a goal that they wanted to accomplish. And in the process, the program that he had did not become lost, but became accelerated. Every time we martyr a person, we embolden their program. Look at Martin Luther King. Look at Jesus Christ. Look at the Buddha. Look at all these people. Every one of them was a martyr in a way. Mother Teresa, look at how these people have done it, and the wonderful things that they have done, and the magic that they have done. But each is living in their pure white light of love and just having a great time with it. Now, Martin Luther King, if we want to look at that crazy cat, what was he up to? Was he trying to bring the cause of the black people to the front? Was he trying to bring the nation to be aware that black people are rather remarkable people in as every way, shape, and form, just like anybody, any other race, color, creed on the face of the earth? No. He was having fun being himself. Oh, come on, Herb. Yes, he was. He was having himself and being and doing what he believed. He felt that it was a good idea to have the black people stand up for who they are, to stand up and be counted for the exquisite people that they are, the remarkably intelligent people they are, the loving people they are, the sensitive and caring people they are. And along the way, there were some distractors, much like Socrates had, and instead of supporting his program, there was always the assassin who killed Abe Lincoln, for instance, who made Abe Lincoln into a martyred president and made him noble and good, and just like John F. Kennedy and a few of the others, all these people had been okay in their right and doing good things and enjoying life, but the moment somebody comes along and ennobles them by assassinating them, by martyring them, their cause takes on a different color than what they gave it. Martin Luther King was just living his life from his own pure white light of love, from within himself, and being himself and having fun, and the cause took off in many directions, all basically to the good. And the same with Jesus the Christ. People crucified him, the Jews attempted to get rid of this character who was bringing out this philosophy, was making a mess out of their own philosophy. And instead of doing that, they ennobled him, and the people surrounded his philosophy with a great deal of interest. and it became a great and backed philosophy. Now, we're not spending a lot of time on that aspect, although we seem to be talking a lot about it. Living in my pure white light of love is what an absolute philosopher does. An absolute philosopher goes within himself and finds the joy of his heart, finds the joy of her heart, finds the light that turns them on in such a beautiful fashion that everything they do for themselves is fulfilled, revealing, and exciting. They feel that this stuff that they're working with is just a lot of fun. We were talking about John Johansson, the 20-year-old genius, the nerd genius at 16, who took apart things and put them together and had no previous knowledge of it except an inner awareness. And he was living in his pure white light of love and just having fun. And then he gave away the codes that he figured out to the general public for free. And this is what true absolute philosophers are. A true absolute philosopher looks not for income, looks not for wealth, looks not for the outer, but just reveals the inner and makes it available to anyone who wants to listen. For years, that's perhaps why ministers are not the highest paid men in the world. But when you are being yourself and having fun, when you're living in your pure white light of love, when you're living in your inner divinity 100% of the time, you may not have a great deal of money, you may not have a great deal of objects and things, which is not your desire, but you always are taken care of. You always have what you need. You always get along somehow in a very beautiful way. And the outer was not what you're looking for. The inner was what you were looking for. The inner genius, the inner realm, the inner reality of your pure white light of love, this is what you want to shine forth. This is what you want to be and do and express. Well, my whole life is dedicated to being myself and having fun, of enjoying all the things that I'm doing. I've had so many people come up to me and try to challenge me and make me change my mind and tell me that the things that I'm doing are not beneficial and that it's contrary to what they teach and contrary to what they believe, and that I should shut my mouth and I should stop doing what I'm doing. And I look at them and I say, "Oh, I touched you. That's great. Now, maybe you'll start just being yourself and having fun too." "Herb, you're talking like an idiot." "No, I'm not talking like an idiot. I'm just talking like me. I'm just being myself and having fun." "But Herb, you have to have a little more responsibility. You have to have a little more of realization that this is a serious world we are living in." "No, this is not a serious world we're living in. We make it serious. We make it serious." Different magazines have had articles on people going back to nature and families moving out into the brush and living off the land and doing certain things, but you know, they cannot keep the magic of the genius away from these people. These people go back to nature, but they have the knowledge of today in their mind. They have the knowledge of today's wisdom and today's magic and today's revealed experience, and they apply that to whatever they do back at nature. And the back to nature is not very far back. And really, we can never go very far back, because every time we go within ourselves to our own inner pure white light of love, we find all the knowledge and all the wisdom and all the understanding and all the genius and all the fun that there is to living. Can you imagine a person starting out and reinventing the wheel, as the statement is so often used? Can you imagine someone reinventing the wheel? Can you imagine a mother sitting down with her children out in the forest and having nothing but leaves for plates or whatever, and serving her children dinner from whatever she scrounges up from nature around? Can you imagine her losing her sensitivity for how she was raised, for how she was accustomed to setting the table, even if she didn't have a table to set, how she was accustomed to cooking, even if she didn't have a pan to cook in, how she was accustomed to putting things away and being neat and orderly. You see, we have a profundity of knowledge, of experience, of attitudes within us that will never go away. And they were always there. Now, to the caveman, they were there too. And to the prehistoric man, they were there. All these things were always there. And many of these things were used by these prehistoric people and by the cavemen and what have you. And as they were used, they were not recognized as being the very things that we're doing today on a little more sophisticated level, because we have a little more sophistication in the availability of equipment to work with. Now, isn't that fascinating? Living in my pure white light of love, I merely reveal the fabulous things that lie within me, waiting to be revealed. It's not tomorrow's adventure. It's not an adventure of something that will happen in the Zukunft, that will happen in the days before us, in the future. But it is something that already exists in us. It is something that already exists in me. My pure white light of love encompasses all, past, present, and future. My pure white light of love is expressing itself in the now, as only the absolute philosopher could understand. And everyone is an absolute philosopher. And everyone can understand this. And if I were to take you from this century and move you forth 20 centuries, and you would know what you know in this century, in 20 centuries, how great it is. Or if I would take you from 20 centuries future and put you here in the present, and you would try to apply the genius of your 20 centuries future in the today, you would have not the equipment to do it with, because it hadn't been invented yet. It hadn't been revealed yet. And the word revealed is the most proper, adequate word to use there. It had not yet been revealed. Living in my pure white light of love, I am in the midst of the now, the future, the present, the past, the allness, all in the now. And I know from having lived in the future what things began to take, and I could invest properly in things that I know were going to grow fantastically. But I mustn't forget that they might have struggled along the way and lost money along the way, so that when they finally got to the place where they were exquisite, whoever had invested in it along the way was no longer with them, because things changed and times changed. You see, living in my pure white light of love, none of these things are of any account. I live in the allness now. I live in the totality of all now. I live in the fulfillment of all now. And living in all of this now, living in my pure white light of love, I am enjoying it all now. And I'm not waiting for something to be revealed. I'm not waiting for something to be given unto me and shown unto me. I am just letting go and letting who I am now manifest itself most magnificently in my world and my experience. Living in my pure white light of love is a good thing. Living in my pure white light of love, everyone loves me. Living in my pure white light of love, I love everyone. Living in my pure white light of love, there is only love all around me, and there is only good and very good. Living in my pure white light of love, I know nothing else but that. I know nothing else but that, living in that wholeness and that purity and that goodness. And that is exciting! And just as the telephone rang there for another office, but as it rang, it distracted our attention for just a moment. But we take our attention and come back to living in the pure white light of love. We come back to being ourselves. We come back to enjoying who and what we are. And as we come back to enjoying living in my pure white light of love, there is where we stay, there is where we are, and there is where all of life is. There is no future, there is no past, there is no present, only now. And the Absolute Philosopher lives in now. And you are an Absolute Philosopher. And you live in now with me. And as we do, as I do, I am you and you are me and we are all, and we are one. As we do, life is so exciting, so filled with rewarding adventures that we would never want to be in any other time or place than now. For now is the acceptable time, and living in my pure white light of love, I am surrounded by the best, most beautiful, most fantastic of all. Have a wonderful day living in your pure white light of love as I live in my pure white light of love. I love you. I love you. I love you.